man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on September 12th, 2017. I'm James Kelso in this live program. I'm up in North Dakota. Paul Fromm and George join us. Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And George, welcome.
Hey, James and Paul, I have a little bit of some reports from the front of Hurricane Irma. We have a minute or two.
Sure, let's start right out with that. Go for it, George.
Very well. My property that's in the vicinity of the Okefenokee Swamp on the Florida-Georgia border, we got a lot of wind. The coastal area's got a lot of rain, a lot of flooding. So I have many friends in Jacks. Some have flood. Some have standing water in their yards. Everybody I know still doesn't have power yet, so the local school boards think they're going back to school tomorrow. I think it's much more like next week. Two friends in Melbourne, Florida, and Indian Atlantic Beach, one of them lost a roof, a lot of beachfront. No folks in the Keys. The Keys got the worst of the storm. There are parts of the Keys that are no longer with us. And in general, the storm is unique. I don't think there's ever been a storm that's affected the entire peninsula. There isn't a county in Florida that hasn't been deeply affected by it. Yet, the devastation hasn't been catastrophic like you would have had from Andrew with, you know, flattened neighborhoods and hundreds of dead folks. But no one's wearing a broad smile today anywhere in Florida as struggling to get back on its feet. And I know that Governor Scott, bless his heart, he summoned up, I mean, he said that he has 16,000 power people running around the state trying to restore things. And I know they're doing it. There's lots of National Guard. Not a whole lot of violence has broken out, but everyone's tired. They're weary. It's finally cooled off a little bit, and then you get socked with Hurricane Irma. If you're on the ground and you look at the flood in your yard, you go, why in the world are we spending money in the Middle East on some stupid war? That's my report.
Well, thank you, and much appreciated. Of course, that's a report, a firsthand report there, folks, from our own George, and thank you very much. It's good to know that the damage was limited.
I might add, the Pods Corporation, which is one of the largest moving companies in the country, they have three sizes of shipping containers. Well, they're completely out of commission right now because their headquarters is in Clearwater. They don't have power or water. And they're going to lose millions this week. For every hour they're off the air and people can't buy a pod, their competitors are filling in the void. So not a good day if your business is in Tampa or St. Pete or in the Keys or in Brevard County. It's just a bad scene pretty much everywhere.
Well, thank you very much for that, George. Folks, if you want to get in on the show, it's 800, the phone number, 800-313-9443. If you've got a live report like George's, or you want to comment on the Trump phenomenon, recent developments in that area, please call 800-313-9443. You will be speaking with a Republic Broadcasting Network engineer in Austin, Texas, which witnessed the previous hurricane's flooding. And they'll keep you, it's easy to make the phone call, and you can still listen to the show while you're waiting right there on your phone. So don't hesitate to dial 800-313-9443. Thinking of things to talk about tonight, of course, we still are getting the reverberations from Steve Bannon's interview with Charlie Rose on 60 Minutes on Sunday. That was quite an interview. And the so everybody is talking about that interview. Steve Bannon, it turns out, as he said, in the West Wing, I was an influence. He says, outside of the West Wing, I now have power. And he is wielding that power. Definitely, he's gone to war with Gary Cohn and wants Gary Cohn to resign and others like him. The gloves are off and very.
He's calling out the neocons, James.
Yes, he is. Another story that we covered yesterday, of course, was 9/11, and we talked about the, you know, if you talk about a story of epic proportions, of huge, gigantic, transcendent import, the cover-up, the lies foisted on us concerning what happened on 9/11/2001 is right at the very top of that. I say the Trump phenomenon and the 9/11 phenomenon, the two biggest events, most consequential. And we talked yesterday, if you didn't catch the information, we talked about the website of Richard Gage, G-A-G-E, and that website is ae911truth.org. That's a website, it really would benefit you to read the whole thing from end to end. And I mentioned, George commented on it as well, The 2,909 architect and engineer signatories to their petition to have a real investigation of what happened on that day. And I mentioned, you know, it's really something for these people to sign, but I didn't mention the full drama of the whole thing. If you go to ae911truth.org, and scroll down, you'll see that every one of these 2,909 architects and engineers has his name or her name, certification or title, university where certification was given, their location. So, for instance, the first one is Richard Gage, AIA architect, Lafayette, California. That's the Bay Area, Berkeley area. And and on down, they are all listed here. And that's, folks, imagine, this is all done, of course, every one of these people is on here with their own consent. And imagine, where is there such a website anywhere in the U.S.? These are the warp and woof of our society. These are salt of the earth American professionals, and by the thousands, they are here, almost 3,000 of them, with their full information, throwing the gauntlet down at the deep state that Donald Trump is fighting. And then one of you out there in the audience called me up and quoted to me some Donald Trump quotes right after 9/11. Donald Trump said, I think this looks like controlled demolition. He said that shortly after 9/11. So that's 16 years ago. So Donald Trump does really get it. And imagine if the waiting, the ticking bomb that is right here, pardon the metaphor there on that, but imagine the power of these 2,909 architects and engineers if their force connects with the force of Donald Trump. My gosh. You know, just look at these. A lot of these guys, the typical certificate they have is AIA, architect's certificate, and some others. I should look up the...
Them are PE, professional engineers.
Yes. And they, but every one of them, a high-ranking professional of this nature. And then some other interesting things. The Angela Merkel is always interesting to us, and she put her head in the bear trap here recently. She has been challenging President Duda of Poland, saying, because you are attempting to protect Poland from the immigration invasion, and you are not welcoming the million people from Syria and Iraq and the third world that I, Angela Merkel, just unilaterally want to impose upon Europe, I am proposing a $150 million fine against Poland as a punishment for not welcoming these people. Well, here was Poland's response. Pretty amazing. let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. The Poland's response to Angela Merkel's demand for $150 million to accept the invasion of their country is they are demanding $1 trillion in war reparations from Germany. Wow.
Why not, James?
$1 trillion. Oh, and then they say, and possibly more. Poland will officially set out its demands for Germany to cough up World War II reparations. So Angela Merkel really bought it with her $150 million challenge. Prime Minister Beata Zidio said her country had the right to demand compensation for the destruction of many towns and cities by the Nazi war machine. Poland has the right to reparations, and the Polish state has the right to demand them. We are ready to go ahead with this procedure. And this comes right after, Foreign Minister Witold Waszczykowski said the demands are about $1 trillion. The German government responded saying the question of reparations was solved 60 years ago, and there was no reason to reopen it. Chancellor Angela Merkel said, while Germany stands by its responsibility for World War II, it has already paid its dues.
Now it's time for everybody else to cough up, James, and make themselves Muslim. Thanks, Angie, baby.
And the German government spokesman, Stefan Siebert, said Poland made a binding decision in August of 1953 to relinquish demands for further war reparations. Okay. So now what did Poland answer to Stefan Siebert? Poland said, let's see here. Poland's current right-wing government disputes the validity of the post-war deal, saying it was made under the diktat of the Soviet Union. And, of course, that was the case. All of the Warsaw Pact, all of Eastern Europe, was turned over to the tender mercies of Joe Stalin as a result of World War II. So they're saying this is not binding on us. This was done under diktat of Stalin and the Soviet Union. So there you go. Barry, I don't think Angela Merkel is going to be asking for the $150 million much anymore. What's the ratio of $150 million to a trillion? It's a, I don't know, it's a pretty big difference here, $150 million against a trillion. Somebody out there in the audience, maybe you can figure it out. That doesn't look like a good deal for Angela Merkel. So that's a news item. Another one that's interesting, that's hot today, is that Keith Schiller, S-C-H-I-L-L-E-R, Donald Trump's bodyguard, he's the man whose face you see all the time. Wherever Donald Trump goes, you see Keith Schiller. obviously supervising people, obviously watching people, obviously guarding Donald Trump. He's been doing that for apparently more than two decades, and he just resigned. And people are saying, people like people are saying that he was pushed out by people that for some reason don't like him. And this is of great concern to people who are worried about Donald Trump, since Keith Schiller had Donald Trump's absolute confidence and was very, very close to Donald Trump. The Roger Stone said it this way, and he's one of the people reporting this most thoroughly. He said, Keith Schiller is the man that Donald Trump saw first when he woke up in the morning, and he's the man he saw last when they turn out the lights. And the so Roger Stone, very concerned. And let's just say, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
What do you think is happening?
Well, Roger Stone is, there's a real battle going on. I mean, Donald Trump holds the highest, most powerful position in the world. So obviously everybody who wants power is vying around Donald Trump. And Roger Stone's concern is that those never-Trumpers, those neocons, those globalists, as Trump calls them, Donald Trump apparently calls Gary Cohn a globalist. That's the name he gives to Cohn. They are, you know, there's a battle going on. They want to push the Steve Bannons and apparently now the Keith Schillers, push them out, and then bring in more Gary Cohns. So as a battle going on, now it gets interesting for us out here in media land. That's where we are. We're part of the media, aren't we, folks? We're part of the battle. So we're out there.
Well, kind of disturbing. I mean, this is Donald Trump's call. It's not somebody else's call, surely.
Well, according to Roger Stone, it was General John Kelly who has become, his word was fanatical about his control of Donald Trump's schedule and who can, and access to Donald Trump. He said he has become fanatical about this.
He's become the H.R. Haldeman of the Trump administration.
And according to Roger Stone, who can account for the information sources that Roger Stone has? They are unbelievable. He was very close to Donald Trump. He worked for Donald Trump. He's written books about Donald Trump. He has friends and connections close to Donald Trump and talks to Donald Trump. So, he has incredible sources of information. And he says there is a war going on between the deep staters, and he's now putting in that group, not surprisingly, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And Roger Stone is saying the battle now is inside the Republican Party. It is now a battle for control of the Republican Party. It's the deep staters versus the Trumpers. And this is a giant battle. And as I was saying, we're part of that battle now. We're obviously advocates for Trump. We want everybody around Trump to share Trump's philosophy, his approach. We do not want deals or compromises made in order to appease, a former number two man at Goldman Sachs like Gary Cohn. And the good news this week, Gary Cohn, we're told by sources like Roger Stone, Gary Cohn is has now been axed as a choice, nixed as a choice to be the Federal Reserve Chairman, and very, very well may resign. And Steve Bannon, again, this battle being waged right there on Charlie Rose's 60 Minutes on Sunday with millions of people listening. Rose said, so are you demanding that Gary Cohn should resign? And Steve Bannon said, absolutely. He should go. He doesn't support Donald Trump or his philosophy. He should resign. Another person against whom war is being waged is H.R. McMaster. We'll talk about that right after the break.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war
we're back,
is
folks.
Over, it will be a better day.
And let's see, let me throw some other good news out there for you. We've got here the headlines. You know, the war is being waged right here on the pages of Breitbart. And so when you look at, you click on Breitbart at any time, you look at the front page, just imagine Steve Bannon sitting at a desk lining up the stories. He knows this is a war. And so that front page is designed like positioning tanks and artillery. So here's what he's firing right now. Top story, a worried picture of Paul Ryan, and the headline, exclusive. Paul Ryan reportedly says no chance for a border wall at a private dinner. Ooh, that's an artillery barrage fired at Paul Ryan. House Speaker Paul Ryan at a private dinner earlier this year said he thought only one member wanted to build a wall across the entire U.S.-Mexico border. Breitbart News has learned from multiple sources with direct knowledge of the comments, including former Representative Tom Tancredo, Republican, former Republican of Colorado. The dinner, sources said, took place on the eve of the House's passage of two relatively minor immigration bills at the end of June. Ryan told a group of Republicans he met with that only one person wants a wall. And then Tancredo says, you have to understand the level of fear that exists inside the Republican establishment about this issue. And he says the Chamber of Commerce doesn't want a wall. The pressure is greater from the Chamber of Commerce than it is from the members, Tancredo said, who fought for years fruitlessly in the battle to get Congress to combat the flood of illegal immigration. He says that was the problem then, and it is now. And
these chambers of commerce are absolutely against America's interests.
Yes, they are.
It's all about cheap, 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 cheap. And cheap, cheap, of course, means changing the demography of the United States and keeping wages low for Americans, or keeping Americans unemployed.
Now, let's look at another artillery piece on the front page of Breitbart. Right now, you can look at it yourself, folks. Just go to Breitbart.com, and there it is. Here's a headline right next to the picture of Paul Ryan. The cavalry arrives in Alabama. Pro-Trump forces align behind Judge Roy Moore as swamp monster Luther Strange suffers. Now, you're going to start to, and this is the way news ought to be reported. Obviously, this is manly news. Boy, this is news with the gloves off. They're not dancing around it at all. They're letting the enemy have it. So, and you're going to start to get familiar with these names like John Nolte and Matthew Boyle, the writer of this. This is a real all-star cast. Ian Mason, the previous article. Steve Bannon has got a cast of these writers writing these great stories. And this is new. We haven't had this before. So, a real news agency. Here's what when you click on that story, here's what you find out. You find out that the cavalry has arrived in Alabama, literally. The Great America Alliance. Remember, we talked about flying as wingmen for Donald Trump. An organization that hosted a number of events backing President Trump last year is hitting the ground in Alabama with a bus tour for Judge Roy Moore, a series of events, television ads to back the top conservative candidate. This development is yet another crushing blow to the failing campaign of Washington establishment-backed Luther Strange, characterized as a swamp monster who must be vanquished. And then skipping down a little bit, the momentum and enthusiasm is clearly on Judge Moore's side as Alabama voters realize, what's going on. And in order to truly drain the D.C. swamp, says the Great America Alliance, and see, they're flying wingman for Trump. In order to truly drain the D.C. swamp, we must reject Mitch McConnell's handpicked yes men in favor of those who truly back President Trump's America First agenda. Judge Moore has proven to be a fearless leader for Alabama, and we are confident that he will never buckle in the fight to help make America great again. We'll be right back with more of this after a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life
behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? Well, we say they're not. And we're joined by Donald Trump in that sentiment. We're also joined by Judge Roy Moore in that sentiment. And so here's some good news. This is kind of like This is sort of a template here for what here at the Trump phenomenon we're hoping will happen all across the country in many, many ways as wingmen and wing women for Donald Trump come into the fly formation with him. The Great America Alliance, which pumped $30 million into the Trump candidacy in the election in 2016, so they put their money where their mouth is. The alliance is planning to barnstorm Alabama with a bus tour in the final weekend of the campaign, featuring high-profile conservatives to rally grassroots support for Judge Moore. and the election is in 2 weeks. So we'll be reporting on this here. This will be a very good indicator. How is Donald Trump doing with the grassroots, with the people? Forget about the press and forget about the swamp. How's he doing with the people? We'll find out in Alabama in 2 weeks. I predict, this is not much of a prediction from Karnak, that Judge Roy Moore will trample Luther Strange, and that's pretty easy to predict because the polls are saying that's what's going to happen. So this is going to be really good. There's the odd fact that Donald Trump did endorse Luther Strange at one point earlier on, but that was a throwaway endorsement, too complicated to bother with explaining it. The point is Donald Trump is not doing anything for Luther Strange. And so Roy Moore is going to be very victorious here in his election in 2 weeks, which is just a primary. But he will then go on to be the senator for Alabama. And this will be a model for the rest of the country as we go into 2018. As 10 senators, 10 Democrat senators in states that voted for Trump must face the voters again. And so this will establish great momentum here. And it's also very good that Luther Strange is the pick of Mitch McConnell. And so this will be a repudiation of Mitch McConnell, which we also want to see happen across the country. As we said at the beginning of the show, as Roger Stone says, the battle is now within the Republican Party, as it was at the beginning. When Donald Trump came down the escalator, where was the battle? The battle was within the of course, there's the battle with Hillary and the Democrats and the Pelosi's and all these, the Schumer's. Of course, we have to battle these people. But if we haven't won the battle inside the Republican Party first, the other battle is a moot point. So here it is, right where it started, a battle within the Republican Party for the soul of the Republican Party. Are the Patriots going to win, or is the deep state Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan crowd going to win?
Hey, James, there's a deep state GOP dude that I don't trust as far as I can – I haven't heard much from him lately. Does anybody know whatever happened to Reince Priebus?
Well, yeah, he's disappeared really from the radar screen. No, I don't.
Well, I know what he's doing, but he's not going to announce it to you and me. So undoubtedly he's out there rattling around as the never Trumper we all know he is.
Well, okay. Well, I'll try to, look into that. The other folks that are on the story, of course, are folks like Lou Dobbs, Roger Stone, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. They're all on this story, and they're all forming into that formation there with Donald Trump flying into 2018 and then flying into 2020. And the boy, there's never a dull moment here. Let me check the caller board, see if any of you want to get into the discussion here at 800-313-9443. There are lines open, so you can call in at any time. I think maybe we have a caller. Nope, not yet. Don't have a caller. So
yeah, how about an uplifting story from the coast? Someone who's actually got some good news to say, either from Texas or Florida or Georgia.
Sure. Oh, yeah, by all means. And I love some of these. Let's go back to the Breitbart headlines. Here's a great one. Some lawmakers are disgusted after Steve Bannon interview. Oh, I like to hear that. That's good.
More disgusted.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. And let's go down the Breitbart page here and see what Steve Bannon, what sort of artillery he has deployed. Today. Here it comes. The fastest growing website on the right, on the web, Breitbart.com. Some smaller stories here that I will just skip over. The big ones. Here's an exclusive. Catholic scholars are saying Bannon's comments gave Cardinal Dolan heartburn because Bannon is right. Of course, Steve Bannon went to Catholic school. And let me just see what the detail is on this story. Let me find it here for you. Here we go. And these are exclusive stories to Breitbart. These are original stories. They're not just aggregating news they pick up somewhere else.
It's not from Associated Press.
Yeah. Bannon's comments gave Cardinal Dolan heartburn because Bannon is right, said Dr. Christopher Mannion. Oh, I got to meet his father. Must be his father, Dean Mannion. Dr. Christopher Mannion, a Catholic writer and Knight of Malta with over 50 years experience in Latin American issues. Eyebrows, mostly those of Charlie Rose, were raised when the Breitbart News executive chairman was heard to utter criticism of Catholic leaders on the subject of immigration and the deferred action on childhood migrants. It should be childhood arrivals. Arrivals is DACA. Oh my God, what a euphemism. Well, Dr. Mannion.
Childhood illegals.
Yeah. Remember Dr. Mannion from our John Birch days, Paul?
Yeah, Dean Mannion.
Yeah. Wasn't he a dean at Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Mannion expands a quote. He says, the Catholic Catechism says that immigration policy belongs with political authorities, not bishops. Good Catholics can disagree with bishops on immigration, and Bannon does.
Yeah.
Quote, Cardinal Dolan says he's insulted because Bannon mentions money. Well, the bishops get $1 billion a year from the federal government. That's real money, even in D.C., and if the bishops think they're getting it because they're such good guys, well, they're the only folks in Washington who are. Unquote. This issue hasn't escaped the attention of one of the major players in the immigration debate, which also happens to be a majority Catholic nation, Poland. Marek Jan Czekatowicz, a Polish-American historian who served a 5-year term on the appears to concur with Dr. Mannion. He says the Catholic leaders lead no more except to repeat the mantras of their counterparts elsewhere in the West. Meanwhile, the grassroots see clearly where kumbaya theories such as open borders lead, Czekatowicz tells Breitbart London. Poland is perhaps one of the most relevant countries in this debate. The Christian nation has robustly and roundly rejected the European Union's demands for the country to take migrants, Muslim migrants. This is where, let's see here. I'm going to skip a little bit today. Today, the bishop's number one issue is not abortion, says Dr. Mannion, and he must be Dean Mannion's son. It's amnesty for illegal aliens, says Dr. Mannion. Here again, Bannon embarrasses them. And by the way, I'll just interject a side note. I was parked behind a car. There's a big, beautiful Catholic church, St. Michael's Church, which is really, it's a cathedral, really. It's so beautiful. I see it every day as I look out my front windows and hear it every day when I hear the beautiful real brass bells chiming, you know, funerals and weddings and mass. Anyway, just very beautiful. And I was parked behind one of the cars. Everybody at the church parks right in front of my house. And the car in front of me had a bumper sticker. It said, I love this. This is one of my favorite bumper stickers of all time. I've never seen it before. Choose life, it says. Choose life. And then below that, your mom did.
Yes.
Oh, is
Louisiana's
that a good
version of that was your mother was pro-life, honey. So, yes.
What a bumper sticker. Man, that does it. That does it. But he says in this article, they said the bishops have gone from that issue, which is wonderful, to concern about immigrants. The Pew Trust, well, let's see, I'm going to skip this. let's see, he says, America's Catholic bishops want, this writer is saying, what Gomez calls the next America, a Hispanic one. I'll skip it down. Dr. Mannion says, look, the bishops expected Hillary to win. Obama gave them hundreds of millions a year to care for immigrants and illegals and refugees, and Hillary would have kept the party going. Yeah. With Trump, a drop in illegals and refugees means a drop in funding. It's that simple.
Isn't it awful how it all so often comes down to money, but it's not their money. It's our money.
Yes.
It's more than merely the money. Paul and I know the church of our fathers and grandparents and before is gone. It's dead. And now the Catholic Church in America, or the Catholic Church, the phony Novus Ordo one led by Bergoglio, the Society of Jesus, it is the bastion of international communism in the world.
Yeah.
And I defy people to tell me that it's not the case. That, you know, talk to the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., and all they want to talk about is all these evil bigots in the United States who are in open arms bringing the, you know, entire third world into the United States, starting with Mexico.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about in the Catholic Church today. When you put your nickel in the basket, or if you send $200 a month, if you're stupid enough, you are supporting the largest socialist anti-white organization in the world.
And you're supporting the invasion of your country and your displacement. You might just as well take your handgun and put it in your mouth and pull the trigger. It would be faster.
Ouch. Okay, well, Paul and George will, later in the show, they'll let us know what they really think. Boy.
Oh, I was pulling my punches.
Yeah. The Czochatowicz, this is his Polish authority, Czochatowicz sheds light on how these issues play out, not just in the United States, but in Europe, too. He says, the church globally is in disarray. Let your communications be well, let me skip it a little bit. It's in disarray. The good news, Czochatowicz says, is that in Poland, at the grassroots, the parish clergy stays true to the mission. It believes in one holy Catholic Church, and so do its followers. Therefore, there is no way they will agree to what they see as the primacy of relativistic liberalism and a Muslim invasion to dominate Christendom. So in their churches, they continue to preach the truth. The priests, nuns, and their spiritual cares comment widely upon the pathologies afflicting the West, including, here's a new term I've never seen. I love this one. You know, we've heard of Marxism-Leninism, Paul?
Yes.
Here's a new one. Maybe you've already heard it. Marxism-Lesbianism.
Oh, no.
That makes my day, James. I'm going to go get me a T-shirt. I'm a Marxist lesbian. Why not?
Well, what works for me.
What genius came up with that phrase? But this is Czochatowicz, this Polish guy. He says, Marxism, lesbianism, and yes, Muslim migrants. Most Poles want neither. And you can include in that, friends, President Duda, and we heard Donald Trump in Kaczynski Square in Warsaw, with thousands of Poles all around him, a crowd just roaring their approval, and President Duda, Donald Trump giving one of the greatest speeches ever uttered by an American president, talking about Western civilization, preserving Western civilization. He said that line, I can't forget it, we write symphonies. Oh, my gosh, we? Who's we? Oh, my gosh. And then he says, let's see, I'm skipping some of this article here. Cardinal Dolan's response to Stephen K. Bannon, a fellow Catholic, that his remarks were insulting, was an obvious attempt to dodge the wider issue. As Dr. Mannion says, Cardinal Dolan's remark carefully does not deny what Bannon said. In fact, Dolan admitted the silence to the Wall Street Journal. He said bishops had developed laryngitis on the magisterial teaching. Bannon is exactly right, Mannon says. The immigration crusade is not magisterial, and the bishops do not preach what is magisterial. So the kind of good news there from the Catholic faithful. What we're looking here at our last break, your last chance to get in a call. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, with our final story, and this is a great one. I just spotted this during the break. This is something. This is at Breitbart, and this is NBC's John Heilman reporting. He says Breitbart is more powerful as a media institution than Fox News, and I hope I can get in some of the detail here. NBC contributor John Heilman told Chris Matthews on Monday that Breitbart News is more powerful and influential than Fox News when it comes to influencing elections. He says, Breitbart is a more powerful institution, more powerful on the right than Fox News. He said on Hardball. He says, let me skip down here. Rush Limbaugh agrees with this. And they get down here. This is interesting. In 2016, Fox News tried to undercut Donald Trump every step of the way during the primary season. Not our favorite commentators, favoring candidates like former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Rubio. Even though Trump won the White House, Murdoch's sons reportedly want to turn Fox into a CNN-lite network and move the channel further away from working-class Americans. But here's the interesting comment here, down here. I hope I get to this. He says, I've lost it here. But I'll just quote it from memory. He said, Breitbart is much better than Fox. Fox owned by Murdoch, who is definitely a snake. And Breitbart has taken a report of they don't give a damn. They do not give a damn about this swamp and the establishment. He says, oh, here it is right here. Breitbart News has won in this battle. It has prevailed and gotten even stronger because, like the honey badger, Bannon and Breitbart News don't give a shit about what the political and media establishments thought and only care about the concerns of working class Americans of all background. A very interesting story here, pardon the vulgarity, but this is an interesting assessment that Breitbart is where the action is, even more than Fox. And remember, Steve Bannon now talking with Robert Mercer about creating an entire network. And I'd love to see that network snag Hannity and Lou Dobbs and Tucker Carlson. So very interesting story there. We're in our last segment here, so there's not time really here to develop a new story. But I like Paul and George. I like how we started the night out with a story out of Poland, and just really inadvertently, it's funny how these things work. The story came back to Poland as the Catholic Church in disarray. But Poland, a very Catholic nation, standing up and saying, I like it, with Viktor Orban of Hungary, we are not a nation of immigrants. I love that. One of my favorite quotes of recent times, Paul.
Yeah.
And we ought to start saying that. What the hell with this, we're a nation of immigrants?
That is all nonsense.
No, we're not. We're a nation of founder-settler people, Paul's terminology. Well, thanks, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow night.
Okay.
So long.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.